kind of starting up around the same time as the, let's call it the digital freight matchers, but yet you not getting lumped into that category per se. Was that deliberate? And how did you guys think through that early on when all those moving parts and all those different companies were starting to come around?
We spend $50 million a year building technology, but it's different. Like, it's very purposeful and purpose-driven, whereas I think a lot of the digital brokers were just building technology to try to figure out how to solve all these problems without incorporating the human dynamic, and it costs a lot of cash burn. So yes, we never really lumped ourselves into that boat. We always believe that the co-pilot, and I continue to believe that, you know, the top 10 brokers are going to continue to take market share and continue to scale, because we're investing into the best technology and we're building all these great products, which allow people to be more efficient and let them focus on what they need to do, which is build relationships and build, take that incremental load on a daily basis.
Can you define the co-pilot model? Because, you know, just for our listeners, as you're using that term.
Yeah. So co-pilot is like, we can drive. It's like an airplane. There's still two pilots, and a plane can fly itself the vast majority of the time, but you don't want to have a pilot with no, you know, a plane with no pilots. And so that's the same analogy to customers. Like, the customers want points of contact. They want relationships. They want someone they can call, someone that's calling them and telling them when things go wrong all the time and proactively. And so the model is basically building technology that surfaces what needs to be surfaced to the reps when it needs to be surfaced and allows them to do their job more efficiently, right? And so there's a lot of great technology off the shelf, but like, when you talk to the top 10 brokers, they all have different tech and they all want their business done different ways. And so that's why the top 10 end up having to like build their own software, is because I want something done a very particular way and I want notifications done a very particular way. And so, you know, that's the way we look at the business, is like, we need the technology to make people way more efficient. The day where, you know, carrier reps used to do 10 loads per day, well, that's not acceptable anymore, right? You need carrier reps to do 25, 30, 40, 50 loads a day. And so you need to build technology that allows them to be more efficient and to be allowed to have a better cost structure so that you can continue to take market share.
So I think it's interesting. You started like 99.9% of brokers will or have, which is off the shelf. You know, bought a TMS that you just apply, have your team start up using. And then you at some point made the pivot and said, we're going to build our own. Can you talk through that thought process? I mean, that's a bit, you said $50 million a year you've been spending on that. That's awesome. But like, that's a big difference from building, you know, from where you were. So how did you get to that point where you thought that was necessary, and why?
There is no off-the-shelf system that you want to put your entire business on 10,000 loads a day. It's just, it's too much of a risk. It's your entire business, right? And so we really, really focused on, like, obviously at the beginning, it was all about truck entry and matching, because what is a broker without entering trucks and getting matches, right? And then, so then it just continues to evolve. And like, there is so many things, whether it's you get into Mexico and you have to do cross-border and you have to have multi-currency and you have to have all these different tracking, like there's a million things to build that you need to be a top 10 broker. And so it was just a necessary evil. We had to spend that money, right? And so we've continued to spend it. And like, we're finally at a place where all the stuff we're building is all going to be super value add. It's not just table stakes anymore.